This year's been a roller coaster, and not the fun kind. Business, no. It's a dangerous time not to know your numbers. That's why you need NetSuite by Oracle. Over 31,000 businesses have the confidence they need. NetSuite is offering a one-of-a-kind flexible financing offer. Head to netsuite.com/minute.
Here's your money briefing from Monday, October 24th. I'm J.R. Whalen for The Wall Street Journal. More companies are listing salary information in job postings as states like Colorado and California pass pay transparency laws, and New York is expected to follow next year. By taking some of the guesswork about compensation out of the equation, it's changing the job search process.
You know, pay ranges require more homework than people might think when they're job hunting, and it's more than just taking the job's posted pay range at face value.
On today's show, we'll talk with our reporter Ray Smith about questions job seekers should still be asking about salaries. Plus, we'll hear from one woman in California about how posted salary ranges are helping her in her current job search. That's after the break.
From inflation to rising interest rates, it's been hard navigating the markets this year. Amid this volatility, one constant is the challenge of finding the right income strategy. At Global X ETFs, our products look beyond traditional fixed income, offering solutions for investors seeking to increase or diversify the yield potential of their portfolio. Visit globalxetfs.com/income to learn more.
New laws in some states require companies to post salary ranges in job listings, and that can help job seekers narrow down their search for positions that meet their professional and financial needs. But these kinds of pay transparency laws can still leave job seekers with questions. In a moment, we'll talk with Wall Street Journal reporter Ray Smith about how job seekers should think about published salary info. But first, let's hear from a job seeker about how having this info on hand can factor into finding the right job. California resident Paris Clark is 24. She lost her job in August and now is searching for work in the customer service and banking fields. And she joins us now. Hey, Paris. Thank you for being with us.
Hi.
So how are you going about your job search, and why are published pay ranges important to you?
So right now I'm perusing LinkedIn and Indeed for any job postings that seem like they can be applied to my current skills. And the published salary ranges are definitely beneficial to me because so many of the listings I've seen, they don't have anything listed as far as pay ranges, or even some of them are very outdated. I've noticed a few of them have minimum wage from like 1, 2, 3 years ago. So I think that would definitely help me and many other job seekers to know exactly how competitive a job is and how we can pay our bills.
Now, what do you do if you see an attractive job that doesn't have a pay range listed?
So if a salary range isn't posted, I may not be so inclined to apply just because, you know, I have to be mindful of my current bills and any savings goals I have. If the job duties seem like something I would be interested in or are within the scope of my experience, and I feel like it would be a good fit, I may apply, but sometimes I do skip over them.
Now, what's been your experience when you've applied for a job that doesn't have the pay range listed?
Sometimes I do feel a bit discouraged when I finally get into the interview process and then they reveal what the salary is. And from there, I do have to kind of weigh the pros and cons. Do I feel like I could do this job? Will it do everything I need it to financially? Will I like the job, of course? Yeah, so I'm not a fan of the bait and switch, or if the salary is not posted and then they kind of lowball a little bit, I'll usually move on.
What other kinds of research do you do to find out pay ranges?
Yeah, so recently I've started researching companies, whether it be the employee reviews on Glassdoor to see what other people are saying. And then also in customer service roles, at least, I know exactly what we should be paid after being in this field for so long. So I don't really need to do any additional research for the salaries, but I'll still look at Glassdoor reviews to see if that's something that people have made complaints about or that they compliment.
Do you see these pay ranges as something absolute or maybe something you could negotiate?
So normally in the recent past, I have seen it as an absolute sort of thing. I'm kind of coming into a new phase of my professional life where I feel like I have the confidence to start bringing that up and to start negotiating. But in the past, I usually just accept what they give. And if that number isn't something I like, I'll move on.
All right. That's California resident Paris Clark. Paris, thank you very much for being with us.
Thank you so much for interviewing me.
Now, having a salary range included in job listings answers some questions, but what additional steps should workers take to be sure they're being paid a fair amount? Wall Street Journal reporter Ray Smith wrote about this, and he joins me now. Ray, thank you very much for being with us.
Thank you.
So, Ray, you know, this is a lot more information than workers are used to getting. Is there anything they should know to help them make sense of it?
You know, JR, people tend to assume they should be paid at the top of the range. They just think they should be paid at the higher range. And, you know, about 2/3 of job seekers think they are paid below market, according to some research by PayScale that was published in 2021. And it's sort of a natural reaction. A lot of people just think that they are underpaid or they deserve more. And it turns out that of those employees who believe they are paid below market value, 51% are actually paid at or above market. So candidates should know that a lot of companies only post their pay range minimums to meet compliance requirements. And that means salaries might be more negotiable than the posted data suggests in some cases.
Yeah, let's talk about negotiating for a second. That's something Paris just said she's starting to get the confidence to do more of. So if a worker like her wants to make use of this pay information when they're applying for a job or asking for a raise, how should they prepare for the negotiation?
People should prepare by having their research going in that they've researched and they have something to show the employer or the interviewer that they've done their research and this is why they're asking for what they're asking. A candidate can try to ask for more than the base pay being offered, but they're going to need to demonstrate, you know, skills far above the typical candidate to make their case, to show that, you know, they deserve to make more. And they really shouldn't go overboard. They should be careful. One expert told me that anything more than 10% above max will likely be a tough sell.
Now, what could all this information mean for people in their current jobs? You know, if you find out you're making less than someone else in a comparable job?
That's a really good question, and that is an uncomfortable situation to be in. But the bottom line is that the worker can go to their bosses with that information and explain or get an explanation for why they're not being paid what their colleagues are making or not being paid what they consider to be a fair wage. But again, it's having that information to show that you're not just coming up with numbers outside of the blue, but it's also you demonstrating, look, I've been here for this long, or I've done an outstanding job in this area, or I've outperformed. But it's basically you want to have as much information, concrete information, in addition to the numbers to raise that issue and to make sure that you're paid fairly.
How is this new set of pay information likely to affect the job search process?
You know, pay ranges require more homework than people might think when they're job hunting. And it's more than just taking the job's posted pay range at face value. While it helps you weed out what jobs you don't want, you want to really think about this because, you know, especially in years like this when inflation has raised people's costs and pay needs and, you know, has risen to record levels, that pay range might be outdated by the time, you know, you're looking. So you really have to consider that. The other thing you may want to do is just consult with, you know, a pay negotiation expert or a career coach because, again, just taking it at face value, there are so many other variables. You just want to be sure that you're on solid ground. One negotiation expert I talked to gave me an example of a client who actually had accepted a job and the job salary range was posted in January. He was starting in June. And so between that January and June timeframe, inflation had risen so much that they ended up having to renegotiate his pay because the pay that was set back in January hadn't kept up with inflation. And so they were able to successfully renegotiate to get him more, citing comparable jobs in the area that had kept up their wages with inflation.
All right, that's Wall Street Journal reporter Ray Smith. Ray, thank you very much for being with us.
Thank you.
And that's your Money Briefing. I'm J.R. Whalen for the Wall Street Journal.
The Wall Street Journal editorial page is always on top of the latest from Washington and around the world. I'm Kyle Peterson, and you can join me, Paul Jagot, Kim Strassel, and our colleagues on the Potomac Watch podcast each Monday through Friday. Don't forget to hit that subscribe button on your favorite podcast app.